From WHQR Public Media in Wilmington, North Carolina, it's the Coastline Candidate Interviews. I'm Rachel Lewis Hilburn. New Hanover County's Board of Commissioners has 5 seats. Each member is elected to a staggered 4-year term. In 2020, there are 3 open seats. 2 of the incumbents, Patricia Cusack and Woody White, have chosen not to run again. The 3rd incumbent, Jonathan Barfield, is seeking re-election. We heard from him last week in Part 1, along with candidates Deb Hayes and Bill Rivenbark. You can find that episode at WHQR.org. Today, we meet the remaining 3 candidates. Up first, Skip Watkins. He's lived in southeastern North Carolina all of his life. He met his wife in college at UNCW. 36 years later, they have 2 grown children. Skip Watkins is an independent financial advisor with Capital Investment Companies, and he teaches economics for the University of Mount Olive part-time. He's worked with Cape Fear Fair and Expo for more than 30 years and has served as manager for more than 25 of those years. He and his wife have also volunteered for the Azalea Festival for over 3 decades. Skip Watkins was elected to the New Hanover County Board of Commissioners in 2014. When he ran for re-election in 2018, he lost by a very slim margin, slightly more than 1 percentage point. 2 years later, he is back in the ring, and he joins me now. Skip Watkins, welcome to Coastline.
Good morning, Rachel. I miss being in the studio with you, but I appreciate you guys bringing us in via Zoom.
We're glad that we can do it this way. Now, let's talk about why you're running again. We know it's common in local races to see an election won or lost by a fraction of a percentage point, in your case, just over 1 point. How do you think about that now? What did you make any mistakes? Was it the luck of the draw, the mood of the voters? What happened?
I really believe it's like your ladder, the mood of the voters. You know, if you stop and look at it on the local level, I was not reelected. Michael Lee was not reelected by a very, very slimmer margin than me. In Washington, D.C., the Republicans lost the House of Representatives. And in Raleigh, you know, the Republicans lost supermajority. So I think it was just a sign of the times, a function of the times, but things are changing. We have polls to say things are changing.
Why do you want to run again? Why do you want to serve another 4 years? It's a big job.
It is. As in our earlier conversations, you know, you and I had spoken that I was only going to serve a short period of time. Well, unfortunately, 4 years was too short for me. So when Patricia Cusack, Commissioner Cusack, Vice Chairman Cusack, said that she wasn't going to run again, I wished her well. She and I spoke about it. It was a personal choice and decision. And then when Commissioner Woody White chose not to run, my phone went off the hook. It was like, you got to run. And so with, I'm still abreast of all the issues. Most every issue that's facing the commission right now, Rachel, was in place or put in place. In fact, a couple of things I actually did, they're coming to fruition now. But
give us an example of one of those issues.
Yeah, well, the stormwater program that was originally started back in my tenure, I used to stand in people's front yards. I've done it up in the Ogden area. I've done it in Castle Hayne. I've stood there in my rain boots up to my knees. I have 2 pair. One black one is really tall, and the short ones are like fishing boots, and they weren't deep enough. So I went with county staff, had some meetings, found out the real issues were basically storm debris that built up over the decades. Went to my fellow commissioners. They supported it. And without going into naming names, I actually recently spoke to a county staff member. He said, Skip, you championed this. And, everybody's got a storm issue, stormwater issue problem. We have hurricanes. In the city, they have a program. In the county, they did not until recently. And if you and I were neighbors, we had to keep our ditch clean in the unincorporated area. And people just couldn't do it. So now that program, I'm very proud to say, July 1 of this year, this fiscal year, was kicked in. And it's going to take a little bit of time, but it's going to solve a huge amount of problems. And another one, which I'll make it brief, Commissioner Cusick and White and I spearheaded the first tax decrease, property tax decrease in decades. And the recent commission recently initiated the new budget under that tax rate. And every year, including this year, when this year's over, we will save $40 million per for the county citizens, $10 million per year. And that stays in people's pockets, yet we still fully funded schools, public safety, et cetera.
Now, one of the major issues facing the current board is defining the terms of the sale of New Hanover Regional Medical Center to Novant. Also, within that is defining the power structures, how appointments are made to the board of a community foundation that will be responsible for overseeing a large pot of money. If you could define some of those terms, if you could define that agreement, what would you want to see put in place?
Very succinctly, I understand that $50 million going for mental health, which will include, opioid crisis is still with us. Over 58 million people a year die, more than Vietnam the whole time. We still lose those people. And if that $50 million, that's a lot of money, but is it really a lot? Is it enough? We'll see. But this no longer top fold because of picking issues going on today, COVID or other issues in our society, but it's still there. So I've got no problem with that 50. $300 million is currently earmarked or thought to be going to the hospital, $100 million for transition, $200 million to stabilize the employees of the hospital and their pension. I have not had access to be able to put pen to paper to those numbers myself. If reelected, I will do that. I'm totally in favor of the employees of the hospital, and I just want to make sure if it's $300 million, okay. If it's more, if it's less, so we'll figure that out. $300 million is going to the county supposedly for an emergency fund to kind of offset future hurricanes or natural disasters, kind of an emergency fund. I'm still have not put pen to paper on that number either. The remaining 1.25 is publicly been said going to a community foundation. And at one point it was going to be, we had heard in the public, because I don't know anything more than anybody else. I'm a regular citizen like everybody else, but I pay a lot of attention and I listen to everybody's comments that I can get my hands on. The 1.25 was going to go to the community foundation. Originally, six were going to be appointed by the hospital trustees. And some people in the community are worried that because that trustee board, initially not, but ultimately may be controlled by Novant to some degree, should that be the case. And then the other five, it could be a total of 11, the other five appointed by the commission. And then there were scuttlebutt about the commission holding all 11 appointments. And the local government commission basically came in, and they've been here a long time, ever since the Great Depression, because North Carolina was the number two default state in the nation on road bonds. That's another story for another day. The local government commission basically said, if the county commission appoints all 11, they are going to control the money, local government commission. So that $1.25 billion, I'm a financial advisor, and I don't like to use the word interest because really you should say growth. But I'm going to say if that $1.25, if we lived off the growth of that money, we'd have about $40 to $50 million a year to do the wonderful work that the citizens of New Hanover County deserve. And there's been some issues about K-12 or where to put that money. I'm not in favor of boilerplating all of that money. I think there'll be issues once in a while that need to be addressed.
So are you saying, Skip Watkins, that you think this foundation board needs to be set up in such a way so that it is not under the control or the oversight of the local government commission?
Yes, that is correct. It's more accessible. It's not accessible because the money will be removed from the commission's grasp and I will be adamant about that whether I'm a commissioner or not. I ain't going away on that issue. But we could live off of that $40, $50 million a year and do wonderful things. There's no other county in the nation that I think of that has anything similar. That's wonderful. But it's got to be protected. And I hopefully will be sitting on that commission. I do not want that commission or any commission to have the power to control that money. I just don't trust five people in political environments, whether you're on left side, right side, pick a side, in the middle, don't trust it. So I think the broader diversification of the board will preserve the integrity of the appointments of the community foundation members, and then ultimately that money will be safer.
Scientists tell us Climate change is impacting the Cape Fear region, most obviously in the form of more frequent and more serious flooding from the Cape Fear River. And you've talked about how in the first term that you served from 2014 to 18, you thought it was important to initiate the stormwater management program for the entire county. Do you believe that there's more to do on the flooding front or planning for climate change? Do local governments need to develop a plan?
Well, I really do believe that the current plan we have in place is the most feasible, because a lot of people don't realize, Rachel, the budget was like just under $400 million, $399 million for the county. And a lot of that stuff is boilerplate. Education, which is one of my number one issues, public health, Department of Health and Human Services, and whatever, that combined group now, I don't remember the name, the sheriff's office, other administrations of the county. So there's only like 3 or 4% of that, which is still 15, 16 million, but it's just not, the budget is an extension of state government. It's just not willy nilly. Let's get a 3 or 4 million here. So I'd like to see this stormwater program initiated as soon as possible. And it's going to take a little bit of time. As far as other things the county can do, I would just encourage our citizens to do whatever they can do. Government cannot be the solution to every answer. So if you've got a drainage ditch and you're in an unincorporated area, or in the city for that matter, even though you pay a fee, I live in city limits, clean it out. Get a chainsaw. Have a chainsaw party. Invite your friends over, cook some hot dogs. Things like that. We could be also aware of how we deal with things like pet waste and things like that. And don't pour gasoline on a fire ant hill or anything like that. There's other things we can do. But at the county level, and if you ask about the global warming issue, whether it's man-made or whether it's cyclical, which we have arguments on both sides, we can always, each and every one of us can always do better.
What do you think about changing the name of Hugh McRae Park to Longleaf Park? Would you have voted for that change had you been on the county commission at the time?
I don't know. I do believe that, one of the things issues, someone asked me recently what I thought the number one issues were or was in the county. And I mentioned opioid. I mentioned all the, because typically, quite frankly, Rachel, every year, every major issue are still the same issues from when I was elected in 14, when I ran in 18, and when I'm running in 20. But we've recently had a culturally with the racial inequities. And I am very sensitive. I almost got in trouble one time. I told people, I don't have any friends of color. I don't have any black friends. Don't have any brown friends. Don't have any Jewish friends. I don't have any Native American friends. I just have friends. I don't demographically separate my friends because I just love them for who they are. But looking back, I have had an opportunity to speak to many of those folks and have asked their permission to have an honest conversation with them. And so until we can have a dialogue, a bilateral or multilateral dialogue, Rachel, we're not going to get a solution to this issue of Black Lives Matter. Do all lives matter? Do we have to hyphenate? Or are we Americans, or are we a demographic American? So as for answering about changing the name of Hugh McRae Park, I wasn't there. I really don't know how I would have voted. I'm being honest. I was ambivalent on that.
How do you think the county's Board of Education is doing? Some have described them as a tad dysfunctional. How are they functioning in your view? And if you were elected to the county board, what role could you play in influencing the way that body functions?
Well, I'll address the second question first. When I was a commissioner, I had the fortunate opportunity to meet every once a month, two commissioners, because you can't get three of minority of the board. So the minority of the commission and the minority of the school board would get together for breakfast. And we talk about things, and some people talk about backroom deals and all that mess. Look, I don't care if you're on a nonprofit. I don't care if you're for-profit. I don't care if you're county government. People have conversations. So come on, be real. Don't be naive and don't try to make headlines just because you want to throw something against the wall and see if it sticks. So we were, we'd have conversations. What do you need? What are you looking for? And we disagree on things. But when it came down to the budget, which is what commission can control for the school board, we were in sync. We increased every year I was on the commission. We increased the per student funding. people may or not realize this, but the commission also, or the county, citizens, taxpayers, fund about 15 to 20%, I don't remember the exact number, 15 to 20% of the teacher's pay comes out of county budget. And we also help the capital improvements and the equipment and all that. So the commission can influence that by supporting and encouraging certain directions. As far as how the current board has performed, I think a lot of undue, especially some of the new members of the board, a lot of undue criticism has come on the past issues of the last few years because, you know, without being disrespectful to any previous school administration, they cleaned house. And so, you know, current Board of Education, you know, Ms. Lisa Estep had the vision and foresight to recently resign so that a new chairwoman could come in and work with a new superintendent. I think that was very insightful on Ms. Estep's. So I think the commission can do a lot to help the school board, and I will do that.
You're listening to the Coastline Candidate Interviews. Skip Watkins, candidate for New Hanover County's Board of Commissioners, thank you so much for joining us today.
Thank you, Rachel. Take care of yourself.
When we come back from this break, we'll meet candidate Leslie Cohen. Stay with us. I'm Rachel Lewis-Hilburn for Coastline.